Percussion call and response from scratch for jungle rollers, intermediate level. In this lesson, we're building that hypnotic train track percussion conversation that makes a roller feel alive instead of looped. Open up Ableton Live and let's get the setup tight first, because the grid and the feel are everything in this style. Set your tempo somewhere between 170 and 174 BPM. I like 172 as a safe home base. Set global quantization to 1 bar so when you launch ideas they land cleanly. Then in arrangement view, set a 2 bar loop brace. We're going to write a 2 bar conversation where bar 1 is the call and bar 2 is the response. Create 3 tracks. Track 1 is your foundation, either a break or a simple kick and snare. Track 2 is a drum rack for percussion, the conversation layer. And track 3 is optional for extra textures or one-shot effects if you want them separated. Before we get fancy, we need something solid for the percussion to answer. Option is classic jungle. Use a break loop. Drop your break on an audio track. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve to transients. Then tighten it with the envelope somewhere around 10 to 25. Lower numbers usually feel punchier and more chopped. Higher numbers let a little more tail through. At EQ 8 on the break, high pass around 30 to 40 Hz to clear out useless rumble. If it's boxy, do a gentle dip around 250 to 400 Hz. Nothing drastic, we just want space. Option B is the clean two-step approach. Put kick and snare in a drum rack. Keep it dead simple. Kick on beat 1, and end of 2 for that DNB push. Snare on 2 and 4. The simpler this foundation is, the clearer your call and response percussion will read. Now for track 2. Load up a drum rack, and here is a really useful way to think as you choose sounds. Think in rolls, not sounds. You need a timekeeper, usually a shaker or hat that keeps the treadmill moving. You need a pointer, like a rim or clave, that tells the listener where they are in the bar. You need a mover, like a conga, bongo, or tal, to create forward pull and little pushes. You may want a little glue, like a quiet noise layer or texture that makes it feel filled without sounding busy, and then punctuation. One-off effects like a tiny reverse or Foley tick, used sparingly. If two sounds feel like they're doing the same job, that's when you delete one or radically shorten it, filter it, or change its role. Populate your drum rack with a few core pieces. For tight and bright, a short closed hat, a very short open hat, a shaker, and maybe a short ride or ride slice. For mid percussion, a rim or clave tick, a tiny ghost snare, a conga or bongo, and one tom hit for low mid movement. For ear candy, one reverse cymbal and one Foley tick or wood knock. Ableton stock is totally fine here. Go into the browser, samples from the core library, then drums, then percussion, or grab a kit from drum booth and swap samples around. Quick hygiene that saves your life later. Rename your pads. SHK1, rim, conga, tom, that kind of thing. And set choke groups. Put open hat and closed hat in the same choke group so they don't overlap like a messy wash. If you're using ride hits, you can consider choking them too so they don't smear. Now we program the call. That's bar 1. The call should be stable, recognizable, and rolling. Not random. Think. This is the groove. Lock in. Create a 2-bar MIDI clip on the percussion track, but for a moment, only focus your brain on bar 1. Start with the shaker or hat engine. Put shakers on 16th notes across bar 1. Then immediately make it breathe. Remove a couple hits on purpose. A great place to create lift is right before the snare. Take out a shaker hit just before the snare lands. Then take out a hit right after the snare so the snare has a pocket to speak. Now do velocity shaping, because in jungle, velocity is the groove. If everything is velocity 100, nothing rolls. Aim for accents around 85 to 105 and ghosts around 35 to 60. And here's the mindset. Velocity is phrasing, not realism. We're not trying to mimic a human shaker player. We're shaping the sentence of the bar. In Ableton's MIDI editor, open the velocity lane and draw a repeating wave pattern. That alone gets you closer to roller than most people realize. Next, add your pointer. That's your rim or clave tick. And this is often the signature that makes the loop memorable. Keep it sparse. 3 to 5 hits max in the bar. Put them in syncopated places so it feels like it's commenting on the beat, not just marking quarters. Try a few hits that sit between the main beats. If you want a concrete example to start, you can try rim hits around 1.2, 1.3.3, and 1.4.2, then adjust by ear. The exact positions matter less than the concept. It's a repeating hook, not a wall of ticks. Now add one mover. A conga or tom. 1 to 2 hits in bar 1 is enough. Place one of them slightly late for swagger. Turn your grid to 1/32, then nudge that conga a few milliseconds to the right. 5 to 12 milliseconds is a good starting range. And here's a pro-level micro-timing rule that keeps things intentional. Use two lanes. Let the timekeepers, like hats and shakers, sit slightly late for that laid-back roll. Keep the pointers, like rim ticks, more on grid so the groove stays readable. Also, do a quick check I call the snare window. Around the snare, protect the snare. If your shaker and rim and everything else all hit right on the snare, your snare suddenly feels smaller. Carve a mini no-fly zone about 10 to 30 milliseconds before and after the snare. You can do that by deleting a nearby hit or nudging a hit slightly late so it lands after the snare breathes. Cool. That's the call. Now bar 2 is the response. And the response is not more notes. It's contrast and resolution. The fastest way to do this is, copy bar 1 into bar 2, then make 3 deliberate changes. Only 3. That limitation forces taste. Change number 1. Swap the signature. If bar 1 pointer was rim ticks, in bar 2 you can answer with conga hits in those spaces. Or swap the rim sample to a different rim that's darker or snappier. The point is, the ear hears a reply, not a second lead. Change number 2, add a tiny pre-snare pickup. Add 2 very quiet ghost hits before the snare toward the end of bar 2. Keep them low, like velocity 20 to 45. They should be felt more than heard. If you can clearly identify every ghost note in the full mix, they're probably too loud. Change number 3, create one breath moment. Remove a shaker hit right after a strong moment, or remove the timekeeper for a tiny slice, like an eighth note, to make the phrase feel like it ends. And here's a coach note that fixes a common issue. Make the response resolve. A lot of people make bar 2 busier, but it doesn't land. To make it land, end bar 2 with either a short rest right before the next downbeat, or a tiny tone drop in the last eighth or sixteenth, like a slightly lower tom or darker conga. It's like adding a period at the end of the sentence. Now we've got the notes, but jungle lives in the in-between. So let's add swing with groove pool. Open the groove pool. Add a groove like MPC 16 swing around 55 to 60, or better yet, extract groove from your break if you're using one. Right-click your break clip and choose extract groove. Then apply that groove to your percussion MIDI clip. Set groove amount around 20 to 40%, timing around 60 to 90, depending how loose you want it. Be careful with groove velocity, because you already shaped velocity manually. Keep that low, like 0 to 20. And another pro move, apply groove mainly to hats and shakers, but keep rims and congas a bit straighter. That contrast makes the groove feel deeper. Now let's glue the percussion together with a practical stock chain. On the percussion track, we're going EQ8 into saturator into drum bus into hybrid reverb. Start with EQ8. High pass somewhere around 80 to 140 Hz depending on your sounds. If you have toms that you want to keep, go lighter. If your percussion is mostly bright, go higher and clear the mod. If it's harsh, do a narrow dip around 4 to 8K. If it's dull, try a gentle shelf of 1 or 2 dB around 9 to 12K. Next, saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive around 2 to 5 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then pull the output down so you're not just louder. The goal is density and glue. Then drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch 0 to 10. Because too much gets fizzy fast. Boom 0 to 10 and be careful. You don't want percussion stealing subspace from your bass and kick. Use transients to control spikiness. If it's too sharp, go negative, like minus 5 to minus 15. If it's too soft, push it up a bit. Then hybrid reverb, short and dark. Choose a room algorithm or a small hall. Decay around 0.4 to 0.9 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds so the transient stays up front. High cut around 5 to 8K to keep it dark. And keep dry slash wet subtle, like 8 to 18%. Roller percussion should feel fast and punchy, not washed. If you want space that doesn't smear, here's an upgrade. Put your reverb on a return track, and after the reverb add a gate with a short release. That gives you the sense of room without long tail stepping on the groove. Optional but really effective, a subtle sidechain on the percussion bus to the snare. Use compressor, sidechain input from the snare, and aim for just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. It creates a little breathing so the snare stays dominant without turning the percussion down overall. Now let's scale call and response beyond 2 bars, because in real tracks, call and response is also arrangement. A super fast template. Bars 1 to 8, your call loop, stable. Bars 9 to 16, response loop, extra ghosts and one small fill idea. Bars 17 to 24, call returns, but maybe add a quiet ride or a tiny texture. Bars 25 to 32, response again, plus an FX hit guiding you into the next section. To make that movement obvious without rewriting, automate a couple things. Put an auto filter on the percussion bus. Normally keep it open, like a low pass at 18K. For darker sections or breakdowns, automate it down to 6 to 10K. Add a little resonance, maybe 5 to 15% for character. Use utility to automate width. Keep tighter sections around 90 to 100% width. Push response sections to 110 to 130%, but don't overdo it or your hats go weird in mono. And one of my favorite drop prep tricks. Thin the tops, not the drums. In the last bar or two before a drop, slightly reduce extreme highs or narrow the width, but keep kick and snare unchanged. When the full top end comes back, the drop feels louder without actually peaking higher. Now, variations. We're going to make three clip versions, so this is arrangement ready. Clip A is the call. Clean, signature rhythm, not too many ghosts. Clip B is the response, signature swapped, a couple ghost pickups, and one breath moment. Clip C is the fill. The last half bar has a small turnaround, but the very last 16th to 8th is cleaner, so the downbeat hits hard. That fill placement rule matters in busy rollers. Micro and early, not late and messy. Quick fill techniques. A short 1/16 rim run into the snare, with velocities descending so it tucks back. A tom hit plus a tiny reverse cymbal into the bar reset. Or remove the hats for a quarter bar before the snare to create negative space. Negative space is impact. If you want an advanced spice without wrecking the groove, try a polyrhythm shadow layer for one or two bars only. A super quiet tick repeating every 3/16 or 5/16. Filtered so it's more felt than heard. Use it like a special effect, not a permanent layer. Now, quick checklist of common mistakes to avoid. Too many sounds doing the same job. Three shakers becomes mush. No velocity hierarchy. If everything is loud, nothing grooves. Over-quantized percussion. Jungle wants feel, so use groove and micro nudges with intent. Reverb too long or too bright, which smears transients and kills roll speed. This audio version is shortened for playback.